Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and host, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm your host, Mary, and happy Tuesday to everyone. So before I get started, I'd like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to just say thank you for getting us through today, Father God. Thank you for your angels of protection that cover and surround us, Father God, each and every day, our family, Father God. Thank you, Father, just for giving us wisdom, giving us peace, giving us grace and your mercy. Father, you know all that you have placed on my heart, Father God. Help me to speak what you want me to speak, Father God. None of me, all of you. In Jesus' name, help you to get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about flowing with God. I said flowing with God. And this is something that we all struggle with, because we like to always be in a position where we want to know the who, the what, and the why. So I want you to understand that you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to know everything. But I know it is in human nature, for some odd reason. It's just in our nature to find out information versus waiting for things to hit our desk and hit our hands. So a couple of weeks ago, I found out, you know, I work for an organization, and I would say I found out some information where it was a rumor at first, but now I know that if someone is not a rumor, that is going to happen. I sit with one of my friends at work, and I remember finding out that it is going to be a huge possibility that I'm going to be moving from out of the office with her to another office with some different individuals. Now, of course, you know change is not always good. We don't look at change as it's always good. We look at change as negativity. But I want you to know that, hey, change is going to happen whether or not we are a proud participant. So we might well get on board. So I wanted to share my experience when it comes down to when I found out this information that I would be moving from my current office, which, let's just say, I have not received any communication from higher ups to say, hey, Mary, you're going to be moving. But I just thank God that he was able to place some things in my lap to say, hey, this is what's going to be happening down the pipe. So get ready, prepare yourself to flow with me. You know, and originally when I found out it was a rumor, I said, hey, let me just go to this person, that person, to figure out what's going on. And, you know, when I went to several people, they was like, well, I kind of heard it in the beginning, but I don't know where it's at now, so I'm just trying to figure out myself. So I'm just trying to get down to the bottom of it, you know. So it won't surprise me. You know, some surprises are good. Some surprises are not good, but needless to say, eventually, maybe a few days later or maybe a week later, The same person I asked came back to me and said, yes, that is official. I got word from my supervisor that we are moving. And I was like, wow, well, no one told me I was moving, you know. And then me and my friend, we share an office together. We was kind of a little bummed, you know, because it's like, you know, on a Color Purple ceiling, like they're separating, you know, your siblings. And you're like, no, me and you are never apart, you know. So we had to, honestly, we went through the phase of our flesh where we was very hurt, trying to figure out why, you know, is there any way we can try to stop this and et cetera. But needless to say, you know, after we got over our feelings, we had to realize that we can't stop anything. The only thing we can do is flow with God. And what we mean by that is things are going to happen that's beyond your control. You're going to have to take a deep breath, digest, process what is going on, and just thank God for allowing you to get information before it's being shared so you can be better prepared. But also, He may be taking both of you all on a different path, not that it's going to separate your friendship, but it may be that God is trying to develop something in both of you all individually, but separate, so that He can perfect some things in you. So in order to take you to the next chapter, the next phase in your life, He's going to have to separate you. He's going to have to cause you to be uncomfortable so that some things can grow in you so that He can move in your life. Because think about it. If you're so comfortable with where you're at, how can God really move you in a direction that He would have you to go in if you're not open to it? So something, you know, I listened to Creflo Dollar, and, you know, one of the messages he preaches, God uses everything. God doesn't cause everything, but He uses everything. And that, you know, that helped me to understand that we don't have control over everything, but God is in control. So what you have to do is when situations come your way where it may be uncomfortable, you're just going to have to, you know, pray, talk to God and say, God, I trust you. I don't know why this coming up, but I trust you. At the end of the day, you know what is best for me. So you're going to have to be able to just say, you know what, I'm just going to flow with this. Thank you for everything that I do know, but I thank you for everything that I don't know, because what I don't know, you could be working some more things out for my good. So I want to share with you Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And this is a scripture that most Christians know. It sometimes is our favorite scripture to go to. And it says, trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinion. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every direction you make. Be intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. So this scripture is basically telling us day after day we have to completely trust God in spite of relying on our own understanding. Like for me, I'm trying to figure out, no, why are you doing this? What is going on? No, God is saying, trust me, because in this process, in this comfortable situation, I'm going to do some things in you so that you can grow deeply. I'm going to do some things in your friend so she can grow deeply so that I can move y'all to the next stage in y'all life. It may be something that He's trying to get to you that He can't get to you because you're so comfortable with where you're at. And sometimes you could be comfortable with relying on other people or et cetera. But you have to be in a position to flow with God by fully trusting the process and not knowing. Faith is not knowing everything. And that's one thing that I have to come to grips on. Faith is not knowing everything. You're going to have to trust the process, you know. And this is a day-to-day battle, fight that you have to go through each and every day. Your faith is going to have to grow strong, but you have to understand you may not know all of the fine details. Of course, women, we want to know the beginning, the end, and the middle, and the side, and the behind, and the front. No, unfortunately, you can't know all of that. If you know all of that, what are you trusting God to do for you? What are you trusting God to bring to you? So we're going to have to learn to flow with him. And Romans 2:9, it said, if you go against the grain, you will get splinters, regardless of which neighborhood you're from, what your parents taught you, what school you attend. But if you embrace the way God does things, there are wonderful payoffs, again, without regard to where you are from or how you were brought up. So that is basically letting us know, if you go against what God is trying to do in your life, you're going to get splinters. And we all know splinters hurt, regardless of where you're coming from and regardless of how you're raised. You could be raised to say, hey, try to find out all this information. But God's way is saying, no, trust me. Don't lean towards how you're feeling. If you embrace what is going on without murmuring and complaining, you will be able to see what I'm trying to do for you. It says that all things is going to work together for your good. It may not initially seem that way, but it will. You know, and our way of trying to get increase, our way of trying to do some things, trust me, you know, they say if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. I learned that a couple of years ago that, you know, even though you have a plan to do this, your plan can falter. Your plan can just be canceled with a blink of an eye, you know. So that is something we have to be able to just be in position to just flow with something. Just flow and say, okay, Lord, you speak positive, but you also speak the word over whatever situation that you're going through. And that way you're able to flow with God and say, okay, God, well, I don't know what's going on, but I know your word says this, that all things going to work together for my good, to them that are called or chosen by God. So this is what you're going to have to do. It's just be in a position to just humble yourself by praying, giving it over to God and letting it go. And you're able to voice your opinion, but I would say do it in a professional manner. And, you know, that's something that I would say that is always key. Do it in a professional manner, but a godly manner. State your case and leave it up to God to do the rest. You'd be surprised at all the things that will work out together for your good. Lastly, this is what I'm going to leave you with as well. In my book, Motivation, Serenity, Gratitude, it says in day 174, submission is the power to do beyond any hidden pride or greed. And submission is part of flowing. Sometimes submission ain't gonna feel good, but it's part of the process. You're gonna have to submit to someone. Like submit to higher authority. You go to work, you have to submit to your supervisor, your boss, your manager. If you're a wife, you have to submit to your husband. If you're a husband, you have to submit to God and your wife. So these are some things that you have to know that you can't control it. You have to just go along with the process. Just flow. Like the water just flows down the river. Just flow. And your recite part is everybody will be placed in a position to submit. That is true. Everybody is going to be placed in a position to submit. Will everybody submit? No. Will it be easy? No. But will it be worth it? Yes. If you conform to trusting God, flowing with God, and embracing everything around you, but doing what you need to do by fully praying and giving it over to God. God says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if it's too heavy for you to carry, give it over to him. He's willing to take it for you. So I just want to leave you with the importance of just flowing with him. I know that it's not easy. This is something that I go through as far as not knowing the who, the why, the how. But we have to know that we have a higher power that's in charge. Even when it comes down to my business, motivational speaking, and being an author, you know, God has me in a position where I'm writing part two of my book. Would it be something more that I would love to do? Yes, there will be something more I would love to do as far as in my business, speaking more and et cetera. But God is saying, no, I want you to be still, finish this book, because there's a lot of things that's in this book that people can use that can be healed and set free from. So while you're waiting, trust God, flow with him, and when it's the appointed time for you, you will have all the answers you need. You may not have it today, tomorrow, or a year from now, but you will have the answers you need at the right time that you need it. I'm going to leave you with this song that I so love. I do not own the copyright to this, but I love it. It placed me in a mood to just receive what God has for me. And part of flowing is just knowing that there's going to be some open door for you. It's an open door season.
Information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.